Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, oh, get ready for a little Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Jones and Keith.
Let's go.
How's Alex Van Pelt? We're going to talk to him today.
AVP makes his Jones O'Keefe debut. Looking forward to that very much. All the coordinators are going to be on the show over the course of the year on Fridays.
Well,
they're going to rotate. What do you mean, well?
Well, it's taking some negotiating, but yes.
We got him.
Apparently on Fridays.
Locked in.
After the first week of the year, apparently it starts, yes.
But this is new. This is new. Patriots Monday and Friday.
Super new.
Highlighted by the coach and quarterback. Number of players would be a part of it. And now... the coordinators. Bill Belichick is gone. The coordinators are allowed to speak on the radio.
Mm.
And so Alex Van Pelt today will also talk with Covington and Springer as the year goes on. So looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it very much. So Alex Van Pelt is going to join us somewhere in the noontime hour. Let's call it 12:30.
Let's call it 12:30.
But it could move.
Noon 30. Yep.
That's of course
following time.
That's of course following the very punctual Lou Maloney.
Lou's locked in for 12.
At noon. So mark that down.
You can set your watch to it.
We're going to be talking to Dietrich Wise,
yep,
of the Patriots. Another floating target.
That's right.
Sometime here in the 10 o'clock hour, possibly as early as 10:15.
I think it's good because then it keeps people locked in throughout the day. They can't be like, oh, I can tune out and then tune back. No, you got to stay. You don't know when they're going to call
in. You know what, Keith? It's a good point.
Yeah.
They say appointment listening in radio is very important, but
what you
actually want is a floating target.
They're all floating.
Because then it's like, well, I can't ever change the station.
Mm-hmm.
When is Dietrich Wise? Where is Alex Van Pelt? Keefe's Keys?
Somewhere between 10 and 2. Oh, yeah, the return of Keefe's Keys as well. We buried the lead. Keefe's Keys.
The Friday 4-pack? Where are they? I have no idea where any of it is. I just got to listen from 10 until 2.
Keefe's Keys, we didn't do last week. We're like, we got a lot to talk about. We're not going to do the keys.
I'm going to tell you.
People wanted the keys.
The text line was a little outraged about the lack of Keefe's Keys last week.
So they are back. We'll see how it goes. That's always a mixed bag, to be honest. But I'm looking for... But anyway, it's the first of 2024. Keefe's Keys to the Seahawks.
So a lot to get to on the show here on a Patriots Friday, taking you up to Patriots and Seahawks on Friday. On Sunday, rather. We will get to Thursday Night Football last night. Scary situation for Tua. What does it mean for the division? What does it mean for Tom Brady? Something that the Greg Hill Show was talking about quite a bit today. We'll get to that, but let's start with Patriots and Seahawks on Sunday. We want your picks throughout the course of the day, 617-779-7937. Who's winning this game on Sunday, and how does it play out between the Patriots and Seattle? Maybe no Ken Walker for the Seahawks. Keith, who do you got? How does it happen?
I'm taking the Patriots, and I think it's kind of strange. I certainly don't think the Patriots, just because they won week one, are going to all of a sudden win a ton of games and be this playoff contender. We're riding high from week one, but this was one of the games I thought going into the year they were going to win. Home against Seattle, week two. This was one. Even if you had three or four wins, unless you were of the extreme, they're going to go winless, you had to find a couple of wins on the schedule, and this was one of them. So certainly based off their performance week one, I'm going to continue that here. I think Seattle is fine. Like, they're not bottom of the barrel by any stretch. This isn't here come the Carolina Panthers to town. But they're not a playoff team to me. And traveling cross country, that usually works against those West Coast teams. The Kenneth Walker injury, which you mentioned, we don't know if he's ruled out, but he hasn't practiced. He had 100 yards rushing last week and a touchdown.
Not to jump in, I heard their offensive coordinator yesterday too, Ben Grubb. who was the OC at Washington, you grub.
Grub.
So, yeah, he basically made it sound like, well, we have full faith in these other guys,
Charbonnet.
Which to me sounds like Walker.
Yeah, I think he's probably out.
Walker's
That's
out.
A big
yeah.
break.
Yeah.
You know, the Patriots just always get breaks, right? There's years where like, oh, it's the Browns, no Nick Chubb. Oh, it's, you know, it's the Titans, no Derrick Henry. Like, they would run into backup quarterbacks all the time.
The breaks are back.
And maybe they're getting some of that. Maybe they're getting some of that Patriots magic. But, yeah, no Kenneth Walker, I think, is significant. Even with him, I like the Patriots defense in this matchup. So, I think it's going to kind of play out similar to last week, a really low scoring, time of possession. Hey, Jacoby, don't turn it over, and we're going to grind our way to another win. So I got him going 2-0. I know you got him 3-0, but I like him in this game on Sunday.
I have him going 3-0, which means I do have them winning.
Yep.
We gave you the number yesterday. I think 17. I think they get to 17, they can win, because I don't think Seattle can score. And I glazed over this yesterday, but I do think Christian Gonzalez, if you have faith in him as a lockdown corner, he already locked down Jamar Chase. And I said this briefly yesterday. Text line pointed it out. DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase, very different receivers, which is fair. They are. But who's a better receiver?
Chase is better.
Okay. He locked him down.
And he has a better quarterback thrown to him.
Thank you. And they're a better offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pretty good about the Patriots being able to take away DK Metcalf. And if Metcalf doesn't kill you, it doesn't mean he puts up goose eggs.
Yeah.
And he might even be more productive than Jamar Chase was last week. Right.
You know?
But if he's not killing you and you're game planning to take him away and there's no Ken Walker, who's hurting you?
Where are they going to go?
Tyler Lockett?
Lockett's a possession guy.
JSN? Charbonnet?
Yeah.
Who is hurting you on this Seattle team?
And their own line's not great.
No.
You saw him give up a couple of safeties last week.
I don't think they can score, is my point.
Right.
So I don't think the Patriots have to score. Now, I want to get into some comments that Alex Van Pelt had. We're going to have him on the show. But basically, he's alluding to more calls on the play sheet. We can open it up more. We don't just have to be a running team. We love what Brissett did. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think this is the week they do it. And I don't think this is the week they have to do it. Because, again, I don't think the Seahawks can score. So call it 17-10. I think it's very similar to last week, where Seattle maybe gets a touchdown, maybe they tack on a field goal, maybe they tack on a couple of field goals.
I think it could be all field goals.
But
legit, could be all field goals.
17-9. I like
12-9.
That.
12-9.
And you can still
15-9.
still lean on Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to open it up a ton. I would like to see Polk, and I would like to see Pop Douglas a little bit more involved. My sense is one of those guys gets a little more involved. Hopefully it's less KJ Osborne. That's the way I see the game playing out, because I think Christian Gonzalez, and maybe Keon White, too. We've really gone through most of the week not talking a ton about Keon White.
Nah, he's guy's a beast.
He looked like a game wrecker in the first week, and Christian Gonzalez feels like a weapon in the passing game. So I don't really see how the Seahawks move the ball. I don't see how they score, and I don't think the Patriots have to a ton. You give that team, that offense, a short field like you did against Cincinnati. You turn Seattle over once or twice. Geno's good for that. I think the Patriots win. I don't want to say comfortably.
Yeah.
But
that might not happen all year.
No,
like a comfortable win. Like they're going to have to grind these things.
17-10, 17-9, yeah. Where you have ball control. I think it's a very, very, very similar game script to last week.
Why do you think they are 3.5-point underdogs at home? Because that sort of suggests that they are six points different.
Last year. I mean, I think it's as simple as...
Just how bad they were?
Yeah. Both teams are 1-0.
Yeah.
And look, I didn't sit down and watch the full Seattle game. But from what I saw, the Broncos are not very good.
No.
I don't put a ton of stock in Seattle winning last week. I thought the Patriots looked fairly dominant against the Bengals. So if you're asking me why the Patriots are 3.5-point dogs, whatever it is,
like, I love them with the points.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason why is last year. Seattle was 9-8 last year. They were in the playoffs the year before. I just think it's as simple as that. The Patriots were a mess.
Yeah.
Seahawks are pretty good. And I think no one's really moved past that yet. No one's overreacting to 1 week.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, both won by 6 last week, right? 16-10 for the Pats, 26-20. It's a little higher scoring in that Seattle-Denver game. But Denver also turned it over 3 times. And we were joking about my guy Bo Nix, but one of the 2 picks was just horrible. Which, like, one of the reasons Jacoby Brissett is starting is because you don't expect him to ever make throws like the one Bo Nix made. Plus, one of their running backs lost a fumble. So right there, 3 different turnovers in the game helped Seattle win. Plus, we talk about Kenneth Walker having a really good game. He had a couple of big runs, including a touchdown. So if they don't gift the ball to Seattle and you make them have these long drives, whether it be start at the 30, right? Al Michaels, I know, was all fired up about the kickoff rules last night. It's like, yeah, Al, this is what they are right now. But if you got them starting at the 30-yard line, and like how many 70-yard drives you know, assuming it's that, or maybe like they have a good punter, so maybe it's 70, 80-yard drives. Do you really think Seattle can put together against this defense? I don't think many at all.
I don't.
I'm with you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not bullish on the Patriots offense by any means. And they're going to need some short fields. But I think the defense can give it to them. And really, to me, it's as simple as this. The Patriots went on the road and beat a good team last week.
Yeah.
You know, the Bengals might have been checked out. They might have been on strike or boycotting because of their contracts.
Yeah.
But they are a good team. The Patriots went on the road and beat a good team. I think Seattle beat a pretty bad team at home. And in Bo Nix's first start, on the road, in the case of Bo Nix, on the road for the first time in Seattle, a tough place to play. And I just think I put a lot more stock in what the Patriots did last week than Seattle. So I think it's odd that they're 3.5-point dogs. Maybe that's a bit of a rat. I don't know what that is.
Something.
Rat's bark?
No, that was the home dog.
Bark. Yes, yes, yes. I see.
That's the home dog.
Maybe there's a bit of a rat going on and we're all falling for it, but I think people still have too much weight placed on last year with Seattle, who, by the way, is onto a new coach.
Yep.
And I don't feel like they're going to have most of their weapons, or their key weapon, rather, for this game on Sunday.
No, all that to me is pretty significant, and I don't look at the Seattle defense as this all-world defense by any means either. And, you know, the Patriots are probably going to struggle. Let's be honest. The Patriots would probably struggle to score against air. It's not the best offense, but they're also I think they would prefer to have time of control or time of possession in their favor. They like to run the game out the way they did was impressive, right? So as much as I'm joking about them, like, that was impressive. Cincinnati knew they were going to run. They were still able to run. And Ramondre Stevenson had a huge game. I don't look at Seattle's defense and think, oh, man, they're going to be this. Like, last year, they were one of the worst defenses. One of the reasons why they got Carroll out of there and brought in Mike McDonald. So maybe he'll turn around. It's only one game. It's hard to say. But, I think the same success they had, meaning like Stevenson, against Cincinnati, that he can definitely have against Seattle.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.